A hot bed yoga. I'm not sure whether that is going to help us calm down or heat up the issues. Liesel van der Veste isn't joining us on a Friday morning as always. Hello.
Good morning. It's yoga, if I can describe it, in an inflatable bouncy castle. It's an inflatable pod around you.
And you sweat buckets then.
You sweat buckets, but it sounds, these beautiful sounds, and it's a purple glow to make you calm down. And it's only heated at 37 degrees. And it's
Wait, 37 degrees is, you know, just about the maximum that your core body temperature should be.
Apparently,
before
yes.
you break into a fever, right?
Apparently so.
When it's 25 degrees Celsius outside, it's too hot for me. If it's going to be 37 degrees Celsius, it's going to be extremely hot for me while I'm doing yoga.
And notice you didn't get the invite to come with me to try this class out. So I was worried about the heat, and I do think they did turn it down a little bit less, and I don't have confirmation of that. So anyone that has tried the class, let us know. I thought I was going to sweat up a storm. I went with my sister, so you can imagine these two long-legged giraffes that are very uncoordinated in the back of this hot pot. Inflatable yoga class.
What listeners don't know is that her sister is actually taller than her.
True. In Joburg, so we went out in London and went to the class in London, and we thought we were going to be uncomfortable, we thought we were going to have hot, thought we were going to struggle, and it was really a bearable and beautiful experience, because you're not really pushing yourself, you're pushing yourself to the maximum of your body, and it was a complete different yoga experience. You're in this cocoon like inflatable pod with these beautiful sounds, the smell of lavender, and they really take on all senses when it comes to a yoga class, and it's definitely yoga with a difference.
What is the advantage of heating up your environment when it comes to yoga? Does the body become more responsive, for example? Does it respond to the suppleness that is demanded of you by the practice of yoga?
Absolutely. So we've heard Bikram yoga, and Bikram yoga, they heat up to 40 degrees. I've tried that class. It is hot. That's what I was expecting with this one. But it is bearable. So it's ideal for core strength, mobility, flexibility. Apparently it contributes to better sleep, mental focus, and prevents injuries and accelerates recovery, and a number of sports teams have actually taken on hot pod yoga as a way.
Including the English rugby team. I mean, not that a rugby team should give credence to one participating in a hot pod yoga, but the English rugby team, I mean, those big burly boys, right?
Before the World Cup. And now you said don't give credit to yoga, but what we don't realize, and we had this conversation last week about recovery, about sleep, is that our sports guys get pushed and pushed on the field, but not enough time is spent on recovery, enough time is spent on mental and mindfulness. And they used this as a recovery session, and we saw how pretty well they did. And their coach was very,
very
adamant.
Interesting, because well, you know, when you follow the French cycling race,
Tour de France.
Completely forgot it for a second. Even Andy Murray, for example, has claimed this in the sport of tennis, that what they do once they've really tested their body through endurance is go into a bath full of ice water, because that seems to have an impact. Whereas heating up the yoga pod in order for you to make these movements of stretching and suppose working on your core seems to be exactly the opposite end of the scale.
There's big research around this about the cold water and the heat, and there's conflicting research and scientific research that has two ends of the stick that say both are really good. And it's interesting, and I'm sure the rugby team have gone into their cold and then they do go into the yoga just for their stretching, and they said it's in order to enhance their on-pitch performance as well. So it's interesting, and I'm quite keen to see if they do the cold water as well in terms of the England team, and just using them as a research.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been doing this yoga as an add-on to your weekly routine. So whether it's your cycling, or if you're training for a triathlon or a marathon, just to help you recover, and that you're not straining your muscles continuously in one discipline, in one form of sport.
A couple of practical questions. You mentioned a purple glow, and lighting is an important aspect of it. What is the significance of that?
So it's the purple glow is apparently to calm your mind, and the lighting is dimmed really low. So it's just this purple glow with you being able to see the instructor, and they're touching all your elements. So smell as well, with a scent of lavender. They've got this incredible music that they play. It's completely different to what I've heard in yoga classes before. And the instructor is speak so gently and so calmingly and so patiently. It's just an incredible experience from all aspects, from sight, from sound, from smell. So you're touching all your senses when you work out in a class.
And this pod is for an individual, right? So you'll have your own pod, your sister will have their own pod, or is the entire room a pod?
The entire room is a big bouncy castle pod, if I can explain that. But in the UK, they've actually launched individual pods. Pods.
It does feel like a pod when you've been cooked at 37 degrees Celsius.
And then the question's going to arise about safety and protocol and COVID protocol. And they've made the classes much smaller. So you've got a 2 meter distance between you and the person in front, behind, and next to you. They lay out the mat. So when you walk in, it's already laid out at the exact spaces. So you just don't come with your yoga mat. Those have been sanitized. When you leave the class, they sanitize it again. The whole class, the whole pod gets sanitized and cleaned because it's a contained environment. It's easy to clean as well. And they do COVID checks before you get in. So you queue outside, you do your checks. They check medical as well, which is very, very important because I'd advise anyone, doesn't matter what exercise you're doing, always consult a medical practitioner to see if you're allowed to do a hot pod yoga or any form of heated yoga or any form of physical exercise.
And when you and your sister attended this, and this happened in Joburg, obviously, when you were on your vacation recently, was it well attended? I mean, are they seeing numbers that they're accustomed to still attending these hot pod yoga classes?
I was very surprised. And I called and she said, we have the last two spaces for you, Liesl. Wow. So that was great. They've got Melrose Arch, they've got Linden, Menlyn in Pretoria, and Cape Town was open. It is closed till they find new premises. And the classes are really well attended. There are about 5 classes a day, full to their capacity, which is 50% of their carrying capacity. And it's very easy to book online, easy to pay for your session. They've got different rates, depending if you want to come for a 7-day, a month, different packages. So we just did the drop-in package just to try it out and see what it was like. And I'm hoping to hear back from Cape Town to see when they'll be opening their branch here. But I'm interested to hear if anyone's tried this class and any feedback from anyone that's listening, just to let us know what your experience was like.
Please, you can either call us on 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702 or send us voice notes, even pictures if you have them.
Please.
On 072-702-1702. 0725671567. There are people who go to yoga every day because that's part of their meditation, if you like, as well as exercise. Would you recommend people going to a hot pod yoga every day?
So the research says yes, you can. I also say let's be cautious. So if you're used to it, then go and do it, but also check with your medical practitioner. The other thing is don't just go in and do it 7 days a week. Take it slow. Yeah. So I would do maybe 2 days a week or even once a week, and then build up your heat endurance, as I'd like to call it, and your yoga strength and endurance. So maybe alternate it with a normal yoga class and a heated class, especially if you're a beginner. Don't just go in there and immerse yourself and then hate the whole experience. And everyone's different. You might enjoy 7 days, Africa, and you might find that you love it, and I might hate 7 days. So each individual person is different. So please listen to your body. If you didn't enjoy the first session, don't stay for the full hour. Maybe stand at the back of the class and let yourself out and do half an hour and build up in that way. And also the people from Hot Pod Yoga are lovely. So say to them, I'm trying it out. Will I be struggling through the class? And they have different fitness levels as well. So more advanced, beginner classes, open sessions. So you choose something that suits your fitness level. And don't be shy. Don't try and be there and be the best person in the front. Be honest with the instructors. And this is the thing with fitness. I find we're all so competitive with each other and ourselves. That we don't set realistic goals and realistic things for us when
and
it comes to the class.
And actually enjoy what it is that you're doing. Because ultimately, I sweat buckets when I ever go to, I can't imagine doing this at 37 degrees Celsius. But anyway, but every moment of it, I mean, I'm screaming because there's obviously pain and all of that, but I'm enjoying every moment of it. Otherwise, why do it?
Just do what you enjoy and try it out. I always say to people, try out something new just for seeing if it works for you. And don't be scared to experiment when it comes to fitness and working out.
Well, thank you to you and your sister for experimenting so that you can come and tell us about it. That's Liesl van der Westhuizen. Of course, you'll be able to listen to her literally now on KFM 94.5 on your dial in Cape Town, otherwise streaming. She'll be back next week Friday. I wonder what exercise routine she would have tried by that time.